USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Economists at the Heritage Foundation have calculated the average American is now $240,000 in debt due to the government's unfunded obligations. John Clemens reports.
That obligation is the money the government doesn't have, but nonetheless promised to spend. I spoke to Heritage Foundation economist Rachel Gresler, who says it would be mathematically impossible to pay for the progressive agenda by taxing the rich.
Even if you tax every single person who makes over $200,000 at a 100% tax rate, and let's just assume that they actually continue to earn money if they're taxed 100%, you still couldn't pay for everything that they would like to do. What you really would have to do is raise taxes between 3- and 10-fold on middle-income households, and that's what we're creating for future Americans and younger ones by continuing to spend beyond our means.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Actor and director Peter Fonda, best known for his role in Easy Rider, has died from respiratory failure due to lung cancer. He was 79. It is with a deep sorrow that we share the news that Peter Fonda has passed away, his family said in a statement. Fonda died peacefully at his home in Los Angeles, surrounded by the family. He is the younger brother of actress Jane Fonda and the son of Henry Fonda. Fonda co-wrote and starred in Easy Rider with his friend Dennis Hopper. Fonda also appeared in Yulee's Gold in 1997, which earned him an Academy Award nomination and The Passion of Ayn Rand. In Seattle, Amazon has announced its facial recognition program used by one Washington State police agency now can detect emotion, generating concerns from privacy advocates. The recognition tool was announced that it's been enhanced to detect basic emotions, including fear. Officials say the American Civil Liberties Union is seeking a delay on police use of the product without regulation until the implications are discussed. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime live at usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Former Coast Guardsman Amanda Wolf went to the emergency room because her appendix was about to burst in 2016. She had two kinds of insurance, a private plan she paid for, and her Veterans Affairs benefits. The appendectomy went well, and she made a speedy recovery. Her private insurance covered more than $20,000 of the bill for the hospital stay, but 6 months later, the VA denied her claim for the roughly $2,500 that remained, putting her in a tough financial situation. She's been appealing ever since.
It's alarming. It's worrisome. Do I hope that it'll make a difference? I do. Am I confident that it will? Not very confident. I'm hopeful that it will create some change for, you know, even not just for myself, but all the other veterans who are impacted.
In one recent six-month period, according to a report from the VA's Office of the Inspector General, the VA left about 17,400 veterans to pay out-of-pocket for emergency medical treatment the government should have covered. The report said between April 1st and September 30th, 2017, veterans who got emergency care at non-VA facilities were forced to pay over $53 million in medical bills they should have never had to pay. Since the end of September 2017, there have been numerous leadership changes within the VA, including three different directors of the office that processes emergency claims. The inspectors say the instability apparently allowed the problems to continue. Don't forget, you can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.